His life is to make our akhirat. His life is to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most pleased. And as we learn from our Honorable Sheikh Azamar Abdul Hamid Misab, barakatuhu, as they explain to us, Allah Ta'ala made his body from mitti, from sand, from clay, and from clay. And before this body can turn back to clay and sand, before this body goes back into the qabr and becomes sand once again, to make the sand valuable, to make this body valuable, Allah Ta'ala has given us our limbs, our faculties, our hawas, our perceptions. Allah Ta'ala has given us hearts and minds. Allah Ta'ala did the entire wiring of the brain in the womb of the mother. It is only Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, khalaqtuka biyadeh. Allah Ta'ala has direct qudrat and power. Allah Ta'ala designed inside. Allah Ta'ala was a designer. Allah Ta'ala was an architect. Allah Ta'ala did everything for us. And Allah Ta'ala made this insan with his qudrat. Min khalaqahu min nutfa. Allah Ta'ala made insan from the drop. And in the drop of water, of semen, of sperm, was it explains to us also, that is just a drop of water. But from that one drop, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala takes out the material for the skull, how strong, how hard it is. Allah Ta'ala takes out the material for a person's, for the nails, that too is also hard. And just below that, soft fingertips. Then the palm even more soft than that. And Allah Ta'ala made from this one drop, Allah Ta'ala made different types of material to make this insan. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Mufassirin explained that Allah Ta'ala made insan the pinnacle of his creation, how beautiful. That when it comes to insan, when he's designing anything, is that his own design. He looks at the creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, from there he begins to design things. When it comes to even our vehicles and cars, they say aerodynamics. That the time to make such a car now that goes so fast, that when it comes to bends and turns also, doesn't have to drop his speed. Where they got this from the cheetah. They look at the cheetah, how Allah Ta'ala created the cheetah, and his movement also, how it's maneuvering and how he's going around the bends and how he turns all of a sudden. But Allah Ta'ala's optimum creation, when it comes to speed, maneuvering, agility, is all from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala made insan the best of his creation. Allah Ta'ala made us from sand. Before this insan can go back to the qabr and become sand again, one day we'll have to go back over there. We'll have to go back into the qabr. And the qabr, ulama explained, we call the qabr or sunduq al-amal. It's a box of a'mal. How much are we going to deposit now? How much a'mal are we going to do now? One second, one moment is so valuable. One moment, as long as we have life within our bodies, every second is valuable. When we'll go in the qabr, we see the value, one subhanallah, one alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Tasbih Fatimi we are reading after Fajr Salah, after Asr Salah, this time given. We should be reading 6 times a day, after every Salah, and also before we sleep. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here we are taught also how to read our Tasbih Fatimi. This is the right of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that we take the name of Allah with love and muhabbat. Like how we love our wives, and how, as it explains to us, a young boy gets proposed. Really, he proposed to a girl, her name is Fatima. Mother's name is Fatima, sister's name is Fatima. But he just says Fatih, Fatu, anyhow. But now he's proposed to Fatima. He's not even married to her. Now that muhabbat is coming to his heart. Now I go to the local Qarishab. Qarishab, how do I say Fatima with Tajweed? Tajweed. Tajweed. How you make waqf at the end. Now he's making mashq at night before he sleeps, practicing how to say her name with tajweed, because the love has come in the heart. Allah Ta'ala made the heart for his muhabbat, for his love. It's only the creator of the heart knows how to keep the heart happy. The creator of the heart knows how to keep the heart happy. A person loves his wife, how much he loves her, but it's impossible, she's insan, he's insan. Insan is naqish, incomplete, deficient. His intelligence is deficient. His faculties are deficient. Everything about him is deficient, is naqis. How can somebody that is naqis, incomplete, have the ability to keep somebody else happy 100% 24/7? Impossible. But how much you love the wife, then too, there's some jagra, some quarrel, dispute. How much she loves the husband also, what he doesn't do for her. But impossible for him to keep her happy 24/7. Impossible. He's incomplete, he's naqis, he's deficient, he's also the same. Allah Ta'ala's deen 100%, 100% complete. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, 100%. No naqs, Allah is subhan. Purity belongs to Allah, purity belongs to Allah, perfection belongs to Allah. Perfection belongs to the kitab of Allah. Perfection belongs. Subhanallah. One Hafiz Sahib mentioned to us also one time. He says, door karte rao, continue making door. So Hafiz Sahib, why? He says, is it possible for you to perfect your Quran Sharif? Quran Sharif is perfect, you are imperfect. It's impossible for you to perfect it. Continue making door. You will make a mistake. Allah Ta'ala will show your imperfection. You might get stuck in Surah Fatiha sometime. So the ikhlas will get even blank all of a sudden. Allah shows you. You're naqis. You don't have that perfection. Allah Ta'ala is perfect. Quran Sharif is perfect. So the heart belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to give our hearts to Allah. You say, what do we give to the wife and children? Give them time, give them muhabbat, give parents respect. Give time, give muhabbat, give respect, but don't give the heart. Because the heart will break. The wife will break the heart one day. Children will break the heart one day. Husband will break the wife's heart one day. But in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give Allah our heart, Allah will never break it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of human heart. Allah ta'ala knows what to put in that heart to make you happy. Therefore we have to see within our hearts right now what we have. So many things we have in there. Zakim Shah Rahimullah used to say, then nowadays you want to put, as it tells us also, then now we want to put the beard in the heart also. The human masturad, you know, put the parda in the heart also. Put the pants in the heart also. But we say we don't know show our piety and taqwa. See, in the heart we have so many things. We got high blood pressure, we got cholesterol, so many other bimaris we have. Now we want to put the kurta in there, we want to put the imama in there, we want to put the beard in there. Now there's no place for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You have to empty the heart completely. You find the kuffar what they love the most, and myself also nowadays, what we love the most, we love our life the most. When it comes to the kuffar, they're waiting for Friday, na'uzu billah, they're waiting for the weekend. What is the highlight? Sharab, khamar, drinking, zina, all of entertainment. Now, we find the ummah, Mawlana halal entertainment. How we can just pass our time? Inna lillah. How to pass our time? We haven't come to pass time. They have the intoxication of sharab and khamar, alcohol. The ummah has become intoxicated with entertainment. What are we doing the weekend? What's going to... Children are waiting also. The further we can get away from the masjid, to stay in the bush somewhere. We've got beautiful homes, we're paying to stay in the bush. Where the aqal of insan is going to? Where Allah Ta'ala, what Allah Ta'ala made you for? The sunduqul amal, that box of the qabr and the grave, for us to deposit our amal. One subhanallah, one durud sharif, to connect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautifully you learn from Hazrat Wala also. Gangohi rahimullah used to say, that the reality is we are not Muslims because we want to be Muslim. He said we are Muslims to appreciate the love, the qurbani, the sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Entire life qurbani sacrifice wasn't for himself, was for his ummah. You see, the reality is that today we are Muslim, not by chance. In one of those Mubarak tears of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, that he shared one of those nights in the Roda, in his kamra, on the battlefield, one of those tears, my name was written there. And because of those tears of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, till now still crying, Ya Allah, my ummah, is because of his connection to us, we still full of Islam. As that was our lifestyle, we are far from there. We are far from the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the Sahaba of Madinatul Munawwara. We are far from there. It is his connection, his cry that, Ya Allah, keep them in Islam. Is that our cry? Is that our effort? What can we do? Really, we don't have that ta'alluq, we don't have that connection. But how to make that connection with those hearts that are connected to Madinah Munawwara? Those hearts that are visiting Medina Munawwara every, as Hazrat Wala tells us also, he says, we travel the world. We've seen so many beautiful gardens and so many beautiful parks and everything else. The Hazrat says, when the nazar falls and the gaze falls upon that one date palm tree of Medina Munawwara, is more beautiful than everything in the world. Because the date palm belongs to the city of my beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are hearts. Today we want to go and see some different type of lights in some northern part of the world, and go to southern part of the world to see something else over there, and then we want to go deep sea. And you see, where the heart of a believer should be. We are preparing for maut. Ya Allah, take my maut in the condition you are happy with me, in the place you are happy with me. That will come when we have this ta'alluq, we worried about our qabr. Every day the qabr is calling. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ وَفَصَّلْ Explain this ayat. What is worldly life about? Worldly life about. Today, myself, because we went to school, secular, they taught us within the first week, or the first month in school, the child's mind is so receptive, that the educator will ask the child, they ask us also, what will you become? What will you become? If you don't listen to us, you'll be a failure. Whereas our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam already gave us full-time calm. What is your calm? Wa ana abduk. Ya Allah, I'm your slave. Ya Allah, I have a full-time calm. Abdi, to show Allah ta'ala how much I love my Allah. To run for my Allah. And Allah ta'ala say stop, then I put power brakes of taqwa. Ya Allah, I don't go further than this. Allah says, don't do it, haram. Makruh. We say makruh is light. Nothing serious. Ask manana. This is only makruh, nothing serious. The Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would explain, what is makruh? Makruh means to be disliked. Who dislikes it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, unfortunately, we have to give these examples. A young boy is involved in a haram relationship, not even married to the girl. His head over heels. He says, kaam, magaj ni kaam kare. Head not working. Can't eat, can't sleep. He's thinking about her. But haram relationship. She might just tell him one time, I don't like the shoes of yours. He'll never wear it again. Not even his wife also. She might tell him, I don't like this color. He'll never wear it again. Allah say, I don't like this. It's only makruh, not serious. Haram relationship, that girl says, I don't like. Finish. He won't do it again. He won't wear it again. Where's the ta'alluq with my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ Mufassirin explain that what is the default life? What is life about? So we already have a calm. I'm the slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is full-time job and a job that I love. To show Allah ta'ala ma'abdiyat, ya Allah, how much I love you. When you say put my head down, I put it down. Allah ta'ala says, run for me now, I run for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, stop now, I stop. Ya Allah, my honor, my sharaf, my pride is in being the slave of Allah. To show the whole world that I'm a real slave of my Allah and I love to be the slave of Allah. I love it. I don't want to get out of this. As on poet says, Ya Allah, once I found the alley and gully of your muhabbat and your love, Ya Allah, I don't want to leave from here. I'm going to take up my entire life here, this gully and alley of your muhabbat and your love. I don't want to get out of this. But today, myself also, we come to the masjid, we come last, and we run away first. But everywhere else, before time we want to be there, we don't want to finish. Why checkout time is so? Have a late checkout. Everybody wants a late checkout. We get our money's worth. We want to get our life's worth. Ya Allah, every breath of mine in your muhabbat and your love. Now when it comes to the environment, how they've lied to us. And the reality is nobody likes to be lied to. Nobody likes to be cheated upon. But who's cheating me? Who's lying to me? Me, myself and I. I'm lying to myself. The amount of effort I'm making in dunya, there's a cut-off line already, expiry date. I'm working beyond that. And then some, when Allah Ta'ala make maaf, I put in my will also, I have a trust also, that even from the qabr now, no call the shots. Who must get to how much? And when must give it to them? Not at this time, only at this time. From there also, I want to call the shots in the qabr. So much heart is attached to dunya. Whereas, person should be connecting his heart to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To akhirat, to the love of Allah, that Ya Allah, I'm waiting to meet you. So when it comes to this worldly life, how they lie to us, kuffar, they love their life. One person living in one of these Western countries was explaining to us, he says, we lived there so many years, with Australia, with the UK, He said, when you come to Friday, they love the weekend. They love their lives. They want to live it up. They're looking for thrills here and there. And once one thrill is over, now it's something else. Not a pedal, then it becomes some astroturf. That is not finished, something else. And nowadays we see the elders, we see the youngsters in the masjid, unfortunately. Our area also, youngster is sitting on the floor reading salah, sitting on the chair. Say, Bhai, what happened? He say, astroturf. Say, Inna lillahi. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they were injured, and they were sitting on the floor, performing salah, he asked the sahabi, what happened? He said, Battle of Uhud. Battle of Badr, Khandaq. The ummah has gone so far, we say battle of the astroturfs. You got hurt in the astroturfs. What face you going to show Sahaba radiya? Yalla, I'm your slave. Ummah ibn Nabi Ali, I got a full-time job to show Allah, Allah, how much I love you. How much I want to do for you. How much I want to take your name. How much durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala make us all maaf myself also. Sometimes half an hour just passes, so busy. Not one durood sharif. Not one durood. 1 hour passing, so busy, busy in the shop, busy with the family, busy with entertainment, hobbies. 1 hour went, I forgot Nabi Ali Salat. I forgot Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One Durood Sharif, one Istighfar, one word of dhikr also, doesn't come to the heart, doesn't come to the mind. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to align, Hazrat says, our cars of Iman, and my car, I'm so particular about my car, so particular about the car. That the rims will be shining also, the mags will be shining. And then, person has his weekend car, weekend vehicle, has a special proof for the car. The thing must shine, like you see my face in it. Now, he feels happy. The car inside is smelling, good. But if the car, he says such an ear he has also. He just start the vehicle, he's a mechanic. Just hearing now the sound of the manifold and the exhaust and the engine, he tells you, this is a problem. Something is loose, or he needs a service, or type. Timing belt, when was the last time he did the service? He has an ear, he has a heart, he has a thing for cars now. He says, but my vehicle, my car is such that all four tires, the pressure is different. Alignment is off, wheel balancing is off. And then the exhaust pipe is dragging on the floor. And what sound is making also, different sounds. I'm putting right indicator on, the left one is going on. Pressing right, he said, that's how my iman has become. Then now look at my wife, but the eyes are going to the sister-in-law. Inna lillahi. What happened to the indicator? If you go to the auto technician, get the wiring right. And when I want to make the dhikr of Allah, everything else is coming out. All makwas. La yisma'una fiha lagwan. Allah says in Jannah, there will be no people that speak nonsense. So if you're not get there, we have to make islah now of our speech. Before we get to Jannah, there's no place for people that speak like that. So my entire car of iman, my vehicle is all now damaged here and there. But my car, that it shows service overdue. Now make an appointment, send the car quickly. What's going to happen? But my heart, there's no effort of making things dirty, my dear brothers. We know when it comes to the business in the shop, we have one tea lady there, she's also sweeping, the whole day she's cleaning the shop. Sweeping up. When it comes to the house, the wife says, one domestic not enough. We need two, we need three. One for outside, one for inside, one only for the kitchen, one for ironing the clothing, the housing. The house is dirty. I have OCD. Everything must be clean, must be perfect. Mustn't be a crease on the sheets also. Gets upset. Everything must be in place. Everything must be in place. There's no effort to make the house dirty. It gets dirty. What about my heart? What about the heart? The heart gets dirty. But I don't feel it dirty because now we're so used to it. We're so used to ghayrullah, everything besides Allah. That my whole day went, I didn't think of Allah Ta'ala once, and even in namaz also. Imam sahab finished namaz, said, can't even remember what rakat, how many rakats I read, what surah Imam sahab read. The mind is gone completely. So the fikr should come in the heart to concern you, Allah. My heart is gone so far from you. And I don't feel the pain, I don't feel the distance also. Now how to deactivate that iman? How to fall in love with my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to enjoy my life? And Allah Pak made this worldly life. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ Mufassirin say, Allah Ta'ala explained to us the default mode of this dunya. What is dunya is about, what we are lied to. They lied to us. That life is to live it up. And they love their life. They're looking for something to entertain themselves. Now we find, It's one thrill finish. Now they start something else. And now Allah Ta'ala explains when he comes to Jahannam, will be thrown, the Jahannamis will be thrown head first into Jahannam. Now you find them also, how they took the Ummah. They already practicing with their bungee jumping and everything. Head down first. Thrills of life. Not getting enjoyment. Not getting enjoyment in this, not getting this, not getting enjoyment. Where we supposed to? Where we supposed to be finding enjoyment. وَمِن كُلِّ شِيْنْ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجِينَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ وَالْعَلِيمُ مِنْ تَفْسِيرٍ وَمِن كُلِّ شِيْنْ خَلَقْنَا. Allah says from everything we made pairs, male and female. Whether it be the animals, whether it be the plants also, you get male and female. Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. So you take lesson. You take lesson from this. Alim explains so beautifully to explain to us practically. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam comes into the Mubarak room of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, male and female, he's intimate with her for the night. And after Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is intimate with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then he takes permission from her, Aisha, they give me permission now to leave the bed and stand before my Allah. What was this? He said, ishqi majazi hai. Tafirru ilallah, ishqi haqiqi hai. He said, that is so enjoyable for a young man with his young wife, spending time intimate with her. She showing him muhabbat, he showing her muhabbat. This is the climax of his life to be in a mood like this, alhamdulillah. But then to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's saying, if that is so enjoyable, take lesson. This is not real love and muhabbat. This will come to an end one day. He said, Aisha, give me permission, fafirru ilallah. Next ayat, now run to Allah. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, after he purifies and cleanses himself, now he's standing before Allah. This is real muhabbat and love. If that was love you enjoyed so much, O my ummah, imagine now when you get the love of the creator of your Aisha and Fatima and Khadija. Yalla, Allah has come into my life. Now I enjoyed this. This is the ultimate. This is optimum to stand before my Allah and say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah loves to be praised. Allah wants you to praise Him. The more you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make you praiseworthy. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahimullah explained, what he explained to us. When he's starting our salah, Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuk. Just to ponder it a little bit. The Shaykh says, just to ponder over this, wa tabaraka ismuk. Oh Allah, your name is so much full of barakat. Just your name, oh my Allah. Just to ponder over this, Allah ta'ala will make you full of barakat also. Because you took the name of Allah with this in mind, Allah's name is full of barakat, Allah will make your life full of barakat. People will take your name on muhabbat and love. When we speak of barakat nowadays, also my thoughts. When we speak of Allah give you barakat, the first thought goes to fulus. Allah tells you, a lot of barakat in the business, a lot of barakat in the home. Whereas when you came to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what was barakat? Barakat in iman. Allah give you barakat in your iman. The taqwa doesn't break any time. 35,000 feet above sea level in the plane. I'm going for Umrah, and then the air steward, air hostess came. Now my taqwa broke. All of a sudden, one person humorously says, that taqwa is made in China. Get the taqwa made in Germany. 10 years warranty. I have lifetime warranty. Not 10 years. Lifetime warranty till I enter into Jannah. My iman must last me. Barakat iman, barakat in taqwa, barakat in a'mal. Ya Allah, don't take tawfiq away from me. This is real barakat. And then mashallah, barakat in everything. In my children, in my health, in my family, in my business. Barakat in all those things over there. When it comes to dunya, Allah Ta'ala says, we made insan fi kabad. What is kabad? We made insan to live in difficulty. This is default mode of dunya. Allah Ta'ala explains to us what we were lied to. Dunya, no, must have a good life. Must enjoy it. Have the best of dunya, the best of food and everything else. And Allah Pak is giving us, alhamdulillah, as we learn from Hazrat Wala, 99%, maybe 99.9%, what we're enjoying right now from this worldly life, we didn't even ask Allah Pak to give us. Allah Pak give it free. Just enjoy it. But don't forget me. And what we are crying for? That 1%. That 1% is making nashukri. 99.9% Allah Pak gave already. That 0.5 or whatever it may be, that we are crying about, hey, life is difficult, things are not coming right, but so much we are drowning in the ni'mats of Allah. Allah Pak said, worldly life, we made you to live in difficulty. Fi kabad means chaos, difficulty. Mufti Shafi Sahib explains rahmatullah alayh. He says, just for insan to come into this world is such a taklif. That young woman, that young mother, for 9 months, the entire anatomy changes, body changes, morning sickness, different cravings. Now she can't sleep on the right hand side, then she can't sleep on the left hand side, carrying this baby, this insan. And now her entire diet changes. Now then to bring him into this world, what taklif? Ya Allah, almost giving her life up to bring this baby into this world. And then she thinks at that moment, no more children now. Look at Allah Pak, has given her such a heart. Once they put their little newborn baby into her arms, and she puts her baby to her bosom, she forgets all the 9 months taklif completely. Now she prepared to give her life for this baby. Her eating becomes secondary. Her sleeping becomes secondary. Her taking a bath is after, first bath the baby, feed the baby, see to the baby's comfort. She even understands the baby's cry also. The cry is because he's missed. The cry is because he's hungry. The cry is because he has a fever. Mother understands it. What love she has for this baby. What doesn't she go through to bring this baby up? Just look at the taklif. Then to feed this baby, her eating is after that. And then to wean him off the milk is like moving a mountain. She's got bukhar and fever. She's going through taklif now. The milk is getting hard within her. Now the child is crying in the cot and the father says, leave him there, don't bring him into the bed. He must learn now. He's no more on the milk. And then to get him onto solids, then he can't go out, then he got colic, taklif upon taklif. And then his teething starts, then the fever starts again. Then they say, what guna the masum child did. He begins to crawl, now he's crawling, he's knocking his head on the corner of the wall. Now he got gashes, rushing to the hospital, to the doctor, got stitches. Masoom bacha, ya Allah, what guna he did. Allah says, dunya is full of taklif. Only rahat you will find, arihna ya Bilal aqim salah. Oh Bilal, say iqama, we get comfort in namaz. Qurratu ayni fi salah, the coolness of my eyes is in salah. Where Allah Ta'ala has kept comfort and where we are running away. We're looking for it in all entertainment, in the sports and the hobbies. And we get to a different level of spending money. Just on bicycles and all these things over here. So much money is going into it. Hobbies, keep ourselves busy, away from the qabr, away from the masjid. Our namaz is in the masjid with salah with jama'at, behind the imam. That's our pride, that's where we get sukun. Then Mufti Shafi Sahib says, rahmatullah alayh, that insan, that now he begins to walk, then he falls, and now to his education, and then to bring him up, and to make sure he gets a correct ta'aleem, all this is taklif. Oh insan, Allah Ta'ala made this world a place of taklif. But the kuffar, because dunya is the jannat, what they have done, they say they've taken out the skin from the hair also. They taught us the art of sucking out the sweetness of dunya, which Allah Baqa has kept in there. Allah Baqa has kept sweetness in dunya. Hazrat explains to us why. Because Allah Baqa has made dunya window shopping for jannat. Window shopping for insan tastes it a little bit. Allah Ta'ala has kept the sweetness there, really is an appetizer for Jannah. What I have kept for you in Jannah? To myself, dunya is everything, is a be-all. We have to live it up over here at the expense of our akhirah. Allah Ta'ala gave us understanding for the hearts to become alive again. Why Allah Ta'ala sent us, what He sent us for, to make our tazkiyah, wa islah, to understand the effort of the heart. Allah to purify and cleanse our hearts, to get the muhabbat of Allah in the heart, and not just to sit with us. To take it to every single person in the world, understand why Allah Pak made you, why Allah Ta'ala designed the head. Allah designed the head for sajda. Allah Ta'ala designed the knees and the elbows to bend into ruku, to go into sajda, to become my banda and my slave. And that is my pride. So this whole journey is a journey of difficulty. The only enjoyment sukoon will find is the house of Allah. By Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, spending our time in the company of the pious. When Allah Ta'ala will give announcement on the day of Qiyamah, now Banda, you got your miles, you made it. Alhamdulillah, you made your miles. Yeah, in dunya a person makes his miles and he's got a bit of fakhr and pride. He can go to the slow lounge, fast lounge, VIP lounge. Qiyamah, Allah Pak will have his lounge also. Under his arsh will be the shade, the food will be served over there. All of that made their miles, alhamdulillah, they cleanse their hearts. Masha, they got the currency of akhirat, Allah will say, come. Enjoy yourself now. Aircon will be on, all will be in the heat of the sun, they'll be drowning. Those that are, mashallah, made the tazkiyah, made the effort of deen, had iman, connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will say, fadkhuli fi ibadi. Wadkhuli jannati. Before you enter Jannah, first you enter with my bandas and my slaves and my friends. Go and look for them. Worldly life, Allah Pak has given us in every zaman, alhamdulillah, we have the friends of Allah, we have the fikr of deen, for us to connect our easiest way You see, easiest way with the first class, the train has first class and third class. So even we are third class, Mashab third class. We just link up with the first class carriage. Where the first class dabba and carriage and coach will reach, the third class also will reach. We just got to go with them. The long tafsir, as the Tani has explained also, that when it comes to parents, those that have high level iman, Allah Ta'ala gives them high, وَمَا أَلَتَنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَلْحَقَنَاهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. He says, their children follow them in iman, but they didn't have the amal. The father will be very high rank. Allah Ta'ala, when he enters into Jannah, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, his father will enter into Jannah, he'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Aina zawjati, aina awladi, oh my Allah, where's my wife, where's my children? Oh my banda, they didn't reach your level. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lahaqnahum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not drop his level lahum. Allah will raise them to the father's level. Allah will, along with they had iman and some a'mal, Allah will raise them. Al-Tani rahmatullah alayhi says, in the same way in the spiritual world, he says, those that are linked to mashayikh, that alhamdulillah, Jannah, they will have a high level. There they will go, they'll ask Allah, where's my spiritual children? We sit together in the masjid. We used to go for gush together. We have majlis together. Ya Allah, where are they right now? Allah will say, they didn't reach your maqam. Ya Allah. Allah will raise all of them. Go and sit now. Have your majlis there in Jannah. Have your fikr of deen in Jannah. Have your mashwara in Jannah. This is when we are linked to the house of Allah. We are linked to the friends of Allah, to the effort of deen. Allah Ta'ala give us the faith to make amal inshaAllah. Already the time of Ishraq. Person who reads 2 rakah Salatul Ishraq in the morning, 11-12 minutes after sunrise. Time is up. No? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that Allah will bless him with the reward of a complete Umrah and Hajj. Tamma, tamma, complete Umrah and Hajj. Without any ticket, no bookings. One of the friends say, Maulana, very difficult. This is after Fajr Namaz. The sleep is calling. I can hear my bed calling me that time. I just want to go home. But he said, I sit in the masjid and I ponder to myself that right now I put on my haram and I made my labbaik. I'm waiting to go for Umrah right now. Like this, I sit 10-15 minutes, I'm waiting to go to Haram Sharif. Then I read my Ishraq and I got my reward for my Umrah and my Hajj. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq every morning. Read 2 more rakats to that, then our work for the day, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. Allah Ta'ala will take care of it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. جزاك الله